So this homily is a third in a three-part series on mission fasting. Sounds kind of odd, but three parts of this homily. First, I'm going to review, what do I mean mission fasting? I'm going to just give a brief review of that. Then I'm going to look at today's gospel and how that relates to this call to fast. That is a part of the Christian life, and I suggest it's more than just one time a year. And then finally, I'm going to conclude with an invitation, a parish initiative to fast for our community. Okay, so review, gospel, and then invitation. So first, review. The idea of fasting, it's not just one time a year. When I started this series, I asked how many parishioners had heard someone talk about intermittent fasting in the last 5 months, and many hands went up. A lot of younger people, a lot of people who are seeking health benefits are trying out intermittent fasting. And so fasting can be done for physical benefits. That's not a bad thing. And then I also shared the spiritual benefits we're most familiar with. That is personal spiritual benefits, such as fasting creates space in your life for God. Just as Jesus emptied himself to draw close to us, Philippians chapter 2, fasting, you're creating space. You're saying, God, I want to trust you with this little bit of hunger. And you're just giving God space to be a part of your life. So again, fasting has physical personal benefits, good. Has spiritual personal benefits, great. I'm inviting us as a parish to consider another level of fasting. That is fasting for someone other than yourself. That's what I call mission fasting. And this follows from a couple of biblical principles. One is that you and I are invited to share in the mission of salvation of the world. That's why when Jesus, he commands us to go baptize, to be his instruments in salvation. He is the Savior. But he allows us to help people get his salvation. And Paul says most strikingly, first in Colossians 1:24, I fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. And you say, what's lacking in Christ's sufferings? There's nothing. But Jesus shares his cross with you and me. And that's what mission fasting is about. Mission fasting is a very small suffering, uniting it to the cross. That is, I'm praying my fasting for someone else that they would know the saving power of Jesus. But we also talked about mission fasting is adding grace, power to your intercessory prayer. Christians before have talked about fasting. It's like the hot coals of smokes the incense of prayer. So incense in the Bible is a analogy for the prayers that rise up before God. And Christians have said that fasting is like the coals that make that incense more effective. Again, we're all called to be intercessors. And fasting is a way not just to make that intercession spiritual, but physical. I'm fasting for the sake of someone who needs prayers. We all need prayers. That's a review of fasting we've talked about. Fasting can have a physical component. It can have a personal spiritual component. I'm suggesting a community component. That's what mission fasting is. Fasting for the sake of someone else. Okay, now, what does fasting have to do with this week's gospel? It looks like it has nothing to do. I mean, well, besides the fact you have in the first reading and the gospel, you have people who are eating a lot of food and getting very comfortable, and God is not happy with them. But why does this matter? I mean, isn't Christianity just about encountering Jesus, having an emotional experience of the faith, or experiencing, an experience of Jesus? Well, let's look at the gospel. Here you have this man. He's not a bad man. He's not described as a wicked man. He doesn't kill anyone. He doesn't lie. He doesn't cheat. He doesn't steal. He does not commit adultery. But yet, he's suffering after his life. What is his problem? I would suggest it's not anything that the man has done, but it's what he has not done. In our Catholic faith, we call these sins of omission. This rich man is suffering what is very easy in a culture of comfort. He's suffering from smallness of heart. That is, a life that is completely comfortable. It's very easy for that life to kind of rotate around a very small set of personal desires. You see this most clearly in those, if you've had the misfortune yourself or someone else struggling with an addiction. For someone who is at the very bottom, rock bottom of that addiction, the entirety of their life becomes centered around the fulfillment of one objective, and that is the next hit. And so the entirety of their life becomes very small because of the pursuit of pleasure. Bondage to that. Okay. So if the man's condition is smallness of heart, what is God inviting him and us who live in comfort culture to? Well, the word is magnanimity. Anyone want to try to spell that? Magnanimity. Fancy way of just saying greatness of soul. The mission dimension of fasting I'm suggesting for you this week is that God made us for more than just my personal life, my personal comforts, my personal dreams, that he made you for more. But a life surrounded in comfort gets very distracted around merely my desires and plans. What fasting helps us to do is to see the bigger picture, the bigger plan, the bigger desire, the bigness, the greatness of soul that is part of God's plan for you. He made you for more, for greatness of soul, magnanimity. Again, a big word that just means greatness of soul. Fasting is a way of trusting, because the reality is, we rarely grow in our times of greatest comfort. We rarely grow in our times of greatest comfort. Fasting is an invitation of trust to allow God's love to be made real in my life. Because as I've said every week, the initiative is not yours and mine. We are not saving ourselves. We are not proving that we are lovable by fasting. What we are doing is we're giving God's love more space in our hearts. We're allowing his love to work in our lives. Okay, so I'm going to share with you Pope Benedict, Augustine, and St. Catherine on this image of greatness of soul. Pope Benedict writes in his encyclical Spe Salvi, number 33, man was created for greatness, for God himself. He was created to be filled by God, but his heart is too small for the greatness to which it is destined. It must be stretched. And then St. Augustine gives this very vivid image of what that is. St. Augustine writes, suppose that God wishes to fill you with honey, a symbol of God's tenderness and goodness. But if you are full of vinegar, where will you put the honey? Commenting on this, Pope Benedict writes, the vessel that is your heart must first be enlarged and then cleansed, freed from the vinegar and its taste. This requires hard work. It is painful. But in this way alone do we become suited to that for which we are destined. Image of expanding. St. Catherine writes, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. So fasting opens up like God's plan for that greatness that he has in mind for you. All right. So now, what's the invitation? Part three, what's the invitation? Starting next weekend, I'm inviting our parish to sign up for a 9-week parish fast that will start October 22nd or 24th, later in October. By 9 weeks, I don't mean 9 straight weeks of fasting. I mean choosing one day a week. Wednesday and Friday are the traditional fast days. And then doing that for 9 weeks. So it's 9 days over 9 weeks. The intention of our parish fast is for all of our family, friends, and those who will be visiting us on Christmas Day. Christmas. Yeah, we're always talking about Christmas. We haven't even got to Halloween. I know. But Christmas, it is the biggest day in the church year. We have the most people visiting, and it's not even close. Easter is like a distant second. It's our biggest day, and it's so exciting to have all of our friends, family, relatives here in church. I'm suggesting, why not we as a parish commit to fast for one person for 9 weeks? And then how will they know that you fasted for them? You're going to be fasting for someone known to God alone. We're going to be giving away 1,200 of these books. It's a good book. It's a short book. It's about slowing down. Because families, life is too busy. And I don't think that busyness glorifies God. Slowing down. So we're going to have a gift, a book, and then we're going to invite our parishioners to sign a bookmark with your first name during the sign-up period in October. And so basically we're going to be collecting your prayer commitments through a bookmark. Just put your first name on it. We're going to put your bookmark in a random book, and we're going to give that book to a random family. And that bookmark is just going to say a simple message. I prayed that you would have a blessed Christmas. I prayed that you would know God's love this Christmas season. Just a simple message. Sign your name. You fasted for someone. Put it in a book. Here you go, family. Have a book. They open it up. They see your prayer intention. So it's just a way for you to offer a fast for our visitors who will be coming on Christmas. Now, that's not all. There's more. When you sign up during October with your phone number, we're going to be creating devotional messages that are going to go out 2 days a week during the 9 weeks. The first day is Sunday. We're going to send out an inspirational message. And then on your chosen fast day, Wednesday or Friday, we're going to send out a motivation. So inspiration and motivation. And again, as I say this, this is completely voluntary. That means it's very low, right? It's not even below a Lenten fast. So there's no need to confess in the confessional. If, you know, I didn't make a fast day, it's okay. You can pick another day. You can make up your days, right? It's not to be a burden. It's meant to be an opportunity, invitation, voluntary. And if food fasting, you think too much, is this a real fast? Is this a real fast? Look, you can make your fast whatever you want. You can fast from your screen for a day. You can fast from social media for a day. That can be your fast. It doesn't have to be food, sweets for a day. It doesn't have to be food, meat for a day. It doesn't have to be any of that. Make your fast what fits your life. Don't be anxious, and please don't confess this. This is voluntary. This is voluntary. There's no sin for not fulfilling a voluntary commitment. Okay. But it's an invitation. The Lord wants to grow. He wants to grow His life and love in us. And I pray that in our commitments, whatever they may be, that we may be open to making space for Him so that we can share the good news with our families and friends, the difference that God's love makes. Amen.